Blog Talk Radio.
Gonzo Beats. This is a special show featuring my buddy Kate Lamberg, my Dharma sister. Kate, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Zendaddy. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a special feature I like to call Short Attention Span Theater. This is a special show. And, you know, people can't pay attention to anything these days. Well, they can pay attention for this brief time that we're going to spend together, me and you, Kate. How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling great. Thank you, Zen Daddy, my Dharma brother. The sun is shining. It's warmer than it has been. And I'm looking forward to catching up and chatting with you and talking about whatever comes through here on the Zen Daddy show.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since I've had you on the show. I have been doing a lot of different stuff, but I'm glad to have you on again finally. And
wonderful.
I'm really really interested in hearing what you have for us this morning. What do you have for us this morning, Kate?
Great. Well, I'd like to highlight a new anthology with, well, the main editor was Yuyutsu Sharma, and it's called Eternal Snow. And what it is, it's a worldwide anthology of over 125 poetic intersections. That means over 125 poets contributing their poems throughout the whole world. Yuyutsu Sharma is a fabulous poet. He has many books published, but this is the newest thing. And I'll just read you a little blurb from the back. Eternal Snow is a testament to the power and words to inspire, encourage, and heal across vastly disparate cultures and distant places. So this past Tuesday, a week ago, Yuyutsu came and read, and several people from the book who had their poems in the book read, and I read, and it was really a joy.
Wonderful.
And I finally got the book in my hands. Would you like to hear my poem from Eternal
I would love
Snow?
To hear your poem. I would love to hear
Great.
Your poem from Eternal Snow. Hit us up.
Great. Okay. Well, I have two poems, and they're two short poems. And again, I wanted to say that all the poems in this book, which can be gotten on Amazon, represent poems that people read after, in response to meeting Yuyutsu Sharma, whether it be a workshop or something that he's already done. Okay, so the first poem is called Ushas. And Ushas are the spirits that protect in the hours before sunrise, that hour before sunrise. Many people wake up about that time, and it's a perfect time to meditate. So here's Ushas. Ushas awake the slumberer 1 hour before sunrise. Those crazy good spirits ushering in the breaking of the dawn as waves break on the shore beneath soaring cliffs, or the clipping of an egg cracking against thick Peruvian ceramic bowls. Why we wake or not is beside the point of land jutting out to become closer to changing waters, a lighthouse brightening, the dark blue bodies, the realigning of spirit, as simple as mending a favorite book's spine, paying attention to the way light spills through wheelbarrows, spinning out of and into control, apex of sight, stopping fright on contact, knowing in stillness, unspoken delight. That's the end of that poem.
And right. Excellent. Excellent. What I love about your poetry, Kate, it's very uplifting. It's very... I got to be in the right mood for it, but it hits me and usually helps me if I read it. Sometimes I'm not in the mood to be uplifted, but whenever I need to be, I know I can always go to you and find that strength. You said you had another selection in there?
Yes, I do. Well, thank you for that response. It makes me feel good. I like to be considered an uplifting writer, but, you know, there are times I write other stuff. we could talk about that on another program. So the second and last poem from this collection is Namaste. And we all know when we put our hands together at the end of yoga, it's like a greeting of hello, shalom, and it also means may the highest in me salute the highest in you. So here we go. Namaste. The witness wakes from the dream that was only mind, daring, testing, teasing. She's not born to play audience to a vibrant, eloquent world. She's here to be exceedingly clear. The torch which spins her essence, one of warm ginger cinnamon. Not standing by, hip high in blue ice, she rubs the pink Himalaya sea salt from her oceanic almond eyes, slowly refocusing. Focal singing, surging, merging, several purposes in gray winging. No need to keep score, no care for winning. sand, shells, stones, flinging, an orchestral dance in the round, resetting the curious notes found on raw cedar bark. I'm sorry, on raw cedar bark, ringing as one. So that was that poem.
And right, great. That's
thank
just
you.
Really, really.
Thank you.
I really am interested to hear what you're going to be doing coming up. What are some of the projects you've got coming up, Kate?
Well, I do host the Poetry Zone, which is the second Tuesday of every month. I don't have any teachers for the coming year yet. However, beginning in 2018, we are going to step back and only get together every other month. So I'll let you know about that. And
okay.
I've been in the process for about 2 years working on my collection called Informed by Water. And what it is the best of poems from the year 2011 to 2016. And every time I edit, I take some more pages out because it's over 100 pages. And I am peddling to various editors because I can't put up any capital right now. And I'm hoping that
right.
I find a publisher with a good fit.
Well,
so,
good luck to you on that.
Because,
I think it's a worthy subject. I've been reading your poetry for years and love it,
yeah.
And would love to see you get a collection printed. I'm looking
thank
forward to
that.
Thank
you very much. You're going to be happy to hear that I opened randomly, which I often do, because I didn't have a poem in mind to read from this. And guess what I opened to? The poem called There's Blue, Crimson, and White, Blues in G Minor, which was in response to one of your paintings, Zandatti. You have
oh,
a painting
my goodness.
That had the colors red, white, and blue. Very Jackson Pollock. I don't know what you called it. I think that I offered that title. But would you like to hear this?
Yeah, I solicit titles. I do so many paintings, I can't title them all. So.
Okay, what I will do in a private note is send you the copy of this particular painting because you're so, so prolific. I don't know how you remember
yeah.
each one, but this was written December 13th, 2013, lucky 13.
Wow.
So here it goes. There's blue in the sky at 5 a.m. There's the way you look away from me, registered in crimson, and then the flood of white as a summer cloud passes both our visionary fields, hurling its vapor clear across the sky. We turn to catch each other mid-sentence, swathed with the delicacy of iced blue silence.
And right. Awesome.
So,
I'm really
so,
interested. Do you recall the painting that went to?
I do. And I can visualize it in my mind's eye. And I'd like to ask when the book comes closer to being produced, if I could have your permission to use your picture.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. That'd be really great. So, what else do I do? Well, you know that I conduct my own massage therapy practice and do one-on-one
right.
yoga with my clients. So, that keeps me busy. The writing keeps me out of trouble. And I like to write every day, but since I've been working on my project, I haven't really been writing every day, and I'm saying that's okay. It's really okay. And in between, I find time to sit at the piano and play some tunes.
Well, you're a really prolific author. I mean, you write all the time. the only person I think who writes more poetry than you do is Lisa Gordon.
Well, to me, it's not about quantity or even clarity. It's when everyone is spurred to write. I used to think years ago before I wrote almost, I write in my journal every day, but there's a difference between journal writing and a poem. A poem
right,
needs to be spoken
right.
over and over again. Yeah, I'm sure you know that, being an artist. Artist needs to do some kind of creative thing every day, but do we share it? I hope not. I hope we don't share every little burp that comes out.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well,
you want to hear another poem?
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna twist your arm. I want one more from your new collection.
Fine. The next one I randomly opened up to is called The Bay of Fundy. And this is, going to read it. That was written in the summer 2014 for my father. My father was a Pisces in a water sign. He's emotional, and I miss him all the time, especially now the holidays are coming up. Okay. Love cannot be redirected, however hard the current pushes its tireless salt. Now won over by the freshwater stream, the place where we, ocean and stream, have been known to pool our strengths, needing nothing but a blue sky afternoon, head first into ice water, followed by the sting of heat sitting at the base of a fir tree, resinous warmth as sacred rites retold through centuries. Strange how some folks never return to tell their stories as they become dissolved in the moment of high tides tethering, the fresh cold day's drone, the final curtsy crossing over on feathered stones. That's it.
And right. That's great, Kate. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate
this. You're welcome. I had a pleasure, and it was nice to chat with you, and may I wish you and your family a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Yes, to everyone, definitely. We
to
have a lot
everyone.
To be thankful for. We have a lot
we
to be thankful
do.
For.
We absolutely do.
Well, Kate, today I'm going to take us out with a favorite song of mine, Tom Waits. We share that musical interest. This is a really great tune. This is Kentucky Avenue by Tom Waits.
Love it.
And really, Kate, thank you so much for showing up today and being on the air with me. And I wish
thank
you luck.
You,
I wish
Andrew.
You all the luck. Wish you all the
thank
luck
you
in,
so much.
In your literary pursuits.
I wish you
and
the same with your art. And thank you for having me on the show. It was a real pleasure. Thank you, Andrew Vendetti.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll have
peace.
You back soon. We'll have you back soon, okay?
Wonderful. Peace
Wonderful.
To you.
Peace be also with you.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Charlie Delisle was sitting at the top. Oh, now I got old dreams. Mrs. Storm will stab you with a steak knife. If you step on the lawn, I got a half a pack of Lucky Strikes. So come along with me. Let's fill our pocket. Good with us. Show them both. In the fall.